Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Rewind That Tape podcast. I'm Jay Probs, and today we are gonna back at it again, giving you guys another recap. And starting off the night, some pretty big news in MLB baseball. And this isn't just your classic Shohei Ohtani 9-9-K's two home run game, which at this point is pretty normal. But Domingo German of the New York Yankees tonight became the fourth player in MLB in Yankees history to throw a perfect game. I believe it was the first player since 2014 to throw a perfect game, which just tells you how serious that feat is. I mean, he didn't let a single player on base for nine innings. Let's just let that sink in. He struck out, ground ball, fly out, every single one of the batters that he faced. And now that is what I call a dominant performance. It's insane that people are able to do that. I still can't fully wrap my head around it when you really think about the scope of what he just did. He had nine strikeouts throughout his nine innings that he played, and I mean, that is just, and he was just wheeling, he was dealing, and I mean, he was playing the Oakland Athletics, which are 21-61, arguably one of the worst teams in the league right now, but hey, it is still an impressive feat. He was powered by five runs by the Yankees offense, a few home runs. One home run from Giancarlo Stanton starting off in the fourth inning, and they just put it on. Because when you have pitching behind you like that, it's not really that hard to score 11 runs because your opponents are not doing anything. Yeah. And that was probably the biggest news of the night. And as a non-NHL fan, I would say that's probably the biggest news of the night. But we do have to mention NHL draft right here, right now. She got big news. Connor Bedard going to Chicago Blackhawks with a number one pick. And I mean, obviously I had to do my research before coming on here because I did not know much NHL. But that 17-year-old to be picked number one, I mean, you have to be special, right? And that's exactly what Chicago's getting. I think special pick. Just running down the list, I think Leo Carlson to Anaheim Ducks. Surprise for a little people. Surprise for the announcers, because that is mainly announcers, mock drafts, YouTube videos. That's mainly how I did my research, and they were very surprised by that pick. So I'm very surprised by that pick. But yeah, I think he's shown his expertise in the few Swedish games that I've watched of him. Solid, very solid center right there. I'm going to Anaheim, and I mean, Columbus getting Adam Fantilli. I feel like I can just draw that direct comparison to the NBA draft. I mean, Adam Fantilli is basically like the Scoot Henderson who drops right into your lap and you're like, gotta take him, I guess, at number three. And Leo Carlson's similar to Brandon Miller. Because, hey, you never know, because he was in the consensus number two pick, in my opinion. But he went number two, and number three team, very happy to take their guy. And now moving on into soccer, because I feel like the transfer market is arguably the most entertaining thing at the moment. Just going down our list, we got Declan Rice agreed to, I think it was a $105 million deal transfer market, which it would be the biggest transfer deal in Arsenal history. So yeah, that transfer saga is finally over. We got a few more. Moises Caicedo, I think he's the next big name to move from Brighton. And in some Gold Cup action, U.S. men's team 6-0 defeat to St. Kitts and Nevis. Jesus Ferreira with a hat trick. And yeah, it's pretty big company for the red, white, and blue. Pretty big win. I think after that 1-1 tie, I think it's important for this team to bounce back. And Ferreira, mind you, just reading down these stats, that he is the second player in U.S. men's team history, joining Clint Dempsey, to have scored a hat trick, which is quite impressive. Yeah, you'd think maybe, man, Pulisic must have had a hat trick somewhere, right? But not Clint Dempsey, and now Jesus Ferreira, possibly still in the running for a number 9, because yeah, you never know. You never know until it's over. It's never over because it's soccer. But yeah, those are our major news stories for tonight. Transfer saga. Sorry, still soccer mind. But the trade rumors for Damian Lillard, that's still roaming, I feel like, because he wants to, air quotes, get out of Portland, join Bam in Miami, but he doesn't really ever say that. He hints to it, but he never really says it. So I don't really expect anything to happen, because that would kind of be going against everything that he's been preaching, everything he's been attacking, all that super team stuff that he's like, nope, never gonna happen. So yeah, now he's stuck, for better or worse, in Portland with the Young Bucks. NFL training camp is about to begin, so we'll get some nice, tasty 6-minute clips, 6-second clips that we can grade every single player. We can say that Will Levis is a bust. We can say that Bryce Young is too small. We can do that all off some training camp vids that we have never seen them play live. But that's fine, because we're video deprived NFL sports fans and we can do what we want. All right. But yeah, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thank you all so much for watching. Make sure to tune in daily, because we are posting daily. And make sure to go follow our socials, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, really wherever you are, we are as well. So if you could just hit us up, give us a follow, we would really appreciate that. And again, thank you all so much for watching. Peace.